Hello and good afternoon. Now we're going a bit away from research and from the even from the normal usual use to the harmonization of testing. First, an introduction. So, USA is using HVI for a long time now, but the world is going in this way to use HVI for trading. So therefore, in 2003, the ICAC Task Force on Commercial Standardization of Instrument Testing was formed, and one of the outputs from this is the CSITC round trial, which I will describe now. I was describing the round trial in its development in 2007 here, and now we had 3 years of conducting this round trial, so I will show the results today. The options for instrument testing are here. We have a fixed calibration with universal standard material, so ICCS is not allowed. We only look at six parameters, which are microNair, strength as HVICCS, length upper half mean length and uniformity index, and color RD and color plus B. We didn't include elongation, short fiber index, trash and maturity because the variation between the laboratories was too high. The instruments are not restricted to USTR instruments, but principally all instruments that conform to the universal standard material so that they can be calibrated with this material. And these instruments shouldn't show any systematic deviations. The basic is, what are the aims of the round trial? On the one side, we can evaluate the test methods and the test result variation. That's the main topic for today. The second is the rating of participating laboratories. This is a new point which wasn't given in round trials up to now. I will come to this too. And third point is we can do a detailed analysis for each laboratory to help them to achieve more accurate results. The CSITC round trials are conducted in cooperation between the Brim Fiber Institute and the USDA AMS, and they're headed by the ICAC in Washington. Just a short comparison between the three important international round trials on cotton. We have the USDA HVI check test, we have the Brim round trial, and we have the CSITC round trials. And here in green are the benefits of each round trial marked. So the benefit of the HVI check test is to have 12 times a year, so each month tests and each two samples. The advantages of the Brim round trial are to include not only HVI, but every kind of instruments, and to be free of charge so that all laboratories can participate. And now the advantages of the CSITC round trial are, on the one side, the intense testing four times a year with five samples, and for each sample having 30 tests in each laboratory. And with the aim, we do not have only the information for the laboratory, but we have the official evaluation. And therefore, we can take the laboratory average results, and we can take all the single data. So we can evaluate the trueness and the precision of the results. For the round trial participation, we have in 2009 we had in some 75 laboratories participating. Most in Asia, 18 in Asia, 17 in North America, which is USA, 16 in South America, 11 in Europe, 9 in Africa, 4 in Australia. The number is increasing, but unfortunately only slightly increasing. For the round trials, we include five cottons, from which four cottons are U.S. upland cottons provided by the USDA AMS. And a fifth cotton may have different properties, may come from a different country, or may have roller ginned preprocessing, or might be preprocessed in another way. In sum, each laboratory has got to do 150 tests in each round trial, which is very intense testing. For the evaluation of laboratories, only the four cottons, cotton 1 to 4, the U.S. upland cottons, are taken, because certainly you cannot take any cotton with a very high variation, which might be included as cotton 5, for evaluating laboratories. Just a short remark. The laboratories are compared to the inter-laboratory average of all the laboratories. There was the discussion of comparing the laboratories to the USDA established results, but the decision was to do it based on the inter-laboratory average. But nevertheless, regularly, a comparison between the inter-laboratory averages and the USDA established results is done, and I will show the results here. Outliers, totally outliers are excluded or deleted, and other outliers are excluded for the averages and standard deviations, but for the laboratory evaluation, these outliers are taken. So now we come to the test results. At first, the explanation, I'm using different kinds of variances or variations. So for interlaboratory variation, I have the standard deviation between instruments, which is based on 30 tests per instrument. This is called here SD interlab from by 30. And coming to the lower one here is a standard, it's the variation based on single tests in the laboratory. So usually it is good to compare laboratories by having a high number of tests behind this, but the reality for trading is that one test is done per bale, so therefore the standard deviation based on one sample or one test per sample is taken. On the other side, we have the within laboratory variation, and here, based on the 30 tests which are done, we can divide up between the standard deviation between different days. And we can see the standard deviation between single tests on one day, which is the typical bottom line of the HVI printout. Or we can have the standard deviation between all 30 tests, which were done on five consecutive days. So for the example of strength, I've got here three different kinds of distributions. On the one on the left side is a distribution based on 30 tests per instrument. On the right side is based on single tests, and we clearly see, which we already expected before, that certainly the distribution is wider based on single tests than based on 30 tests. And in the table below, you can see here are the three standard deviations coming from 0.87 gram per text, with a based on six tests to 0.96 and based on single tests to 1.1 gram per text standard deviation. I can follow up the standard deviations from the round trial 2007-1 to 2009-4, and we can see here on the diagram on the top, this is the standard deviations based on 30 tests per laboratories. We can see they are varying between 0.06 and 0.1 micronair. And the average here is 0.075 micronair as a standard deviation between laboratories based on 30 tests. If we do the same based on single tests, we can see again how this is for every point is a different cotton, and the average of all is 0.09 micronair as a standard deviation. So with this were only the examples. I come to this summary table showing the interlaboratory standard deviations based on 30 tests for the six properties which were given and for single tests. And this table, which is now based on 48 cottons, is, I think, a very useful result, because these tests are the best, or these results are the best results that you can get for evaluating the interlaboratory variation, and therefore it is the best basis for coming to commercial trade limits. So we have to look at these standard deviations between the given laboratories to come to suitable results for the commercial trade limits. They are based on the laboratories being everywhere in the world. I showed you the locations, and so this is a very useful result. So this is one of the main result for this presentation. Now, what are the effects on the interlaboratory result variation? The one is we certainly have to exclude outliers. And the exclusion of outliers from the result is certainly affecting the standard deviation. That means, for the example of here, micronair, standard deviation based on 30 tests, if I don't exclude outliers, the standard deviation would be 0.09 micronair. And taking the Grubbs outlier evaluation, we come to 0.06 here. When we take the 90% trimmed value, then we come to 0.05. So we see it is important to regard which kind of outlier calculation is done. But I think the Grubbs outlier calculation is a very robust one, which is given in the ISO 5725, I think. The second is just taking the data for getting some additional solutions. So we're taking or we're including laboratories from everywhere in the world. And we can say, okay, not all the laboratories in the world are suitable for trading. So what if we created a good world having only good laboratories? And we can do this. So I evaluated the standard deviations between laboratories based on the 50% of the best laboratories in each round trial. A best laboratory means that their overall evaluation based on the six properties is okay. I don't take the best micronair laboratory and then the best strength laboratory, but the best overall laboratory based on all properties. And we can see that we have a reduction in the standard deviation. For micronair, for example, a reduction from 0.09 standard deviation to 0.07 standard deviation. So we can see there's a reduction, the same for strength and so on. In average, the reduction of the interlaboratory standard deviation is 20%. So we can see by training laboratories, by improving laboratories, we can reduce the standard deviation or the variation between laboratories, but we cannot reduce it to zero. So for example, the very high standard deviation which is given for short fiber index measurements will never be possible to reduce just by training laboratories. Therefore, other measurements or other measures have to be done, which are done by the USDA AMS by working on standards for calibration. I'm additionally evaluating between the different kinds of instruments. So we have HVI 1000, 900, Spectrum, and Premier. And one difference I found is that, for example, the HVI 1000 micronair is slightly higher than for the other instruments. This correlates to another finding that the round trial averages are usually slightly lower than the USDA established results. So the main point is to find reasons for this, and the reason for this is obvious. The HVI 1000s are using new calibration material, so they are on the current level, whereas the other HVI 900s might use material which is years old and being on a level which is not on the current date anymore. So here are the differences between the round trial average and the USDA established results. The only point where we have to look at is micronair, where we have a difference which is 0.05 micronair, whereas the others, the difference is lower than the variation. So we needn't discuss the others. I'll forget about this. Additionally, we can get the within laboratory standard deviation. So these results will be given in the printout too. I'm shortly trying to, now I have to do this here. We are giving an evaluation for each laboratory, saying we are for each laboratory and for each cotton, we calculate the difference to the reference result. And from this, we take the mean absolute distance to the reference and scale this to an result without a unit and therefore get an evaluation result. The lower the deviations, the lower this summary evaluation for the property. And the sum of the six properties is the summary evaluation. So we can see the distribution here. This laboratory has an evaluation which is 0.7, and here's the distribution. The best laboratory is here, about 0.3, and there are some very bad laboratories. The laboratories can work with this result. If they're on the right side, on the high side, they know to improve. If they're on the low side, they can advertise with their result. We can see that the results are very constant. So the median evaluation of all laboratories is quite constant at a level of 0.5. So asking laboratories, what is your result? If they're below 0.5, you know they belong to the better laboratories. And these are the results for single laboratories. This is, it seems, the best laboratory. These are the round trials for 2 years. And we see that this laboratory has always results between 0.2 and 0.4. So it's always a very good laboratory. We have another laboratory here, which had a new instrument here and learning. And after learning, they got on a good constant result. This laboratory here has a good result, but with the last round trial, they got a problem. I don't know what the problem is, but at least they had a problem, and therefore their laboratory evaluation rose. And we have the bad laboratories, which have to improve. We can see that here the results are not as constant as for the good laboratories. But we see, you can see on the data that these laboratories are the laboratories which have to improve. So finally, it's possible to help the laboratories to improve. For example, they can see for which properties they have problems, for which they don't have problems. And we can show them where the problems are, showing having a detailed accuracy evaluation. This laboratory, for example, can measure the long fibers, but is getting problems in the short fiber range, where the y-axis here is a deviation from the reference, and they have a high deviation here. Or another point is laboratories, we evaluate the precision, and we can see here this laboratory, in sum, it is providing good results, but these single crosses are the results for the single days. And the same sample here is on one day tested 2 grams per text higher, on the other 3 grams per text lower. So variation from day to day with 5 grams per text, which is definitely not acceptable. So summarizing, the CSITC round trials, they are based on the CSITC task force and are conducted in cooperation between Fiber Institute and AMS. We get very valuable, consistent data for the interlaboratory variation. We get valuable data for the within-laboratory variation. It is the first round trial with an official grading of laboratories. So this is commercially important. The results are significant and consistent. And the laboratories get a suitable detailed analysis according to the accuracy and precision. Thank you.
Thank you.